It's time your hard-earned money works harder for you. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested cash earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. No account fees, no minimums, and free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts anytime. Join over a million people who trust Wealthfront to build wealth at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and is not a bank. APY on deposits as of September 26, 2025, is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Hey, good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm doing the final one for the Nawam Shah case study for now. If you have some other ideas, if you want to bring me some other content, if you want to guys have a look at, just put it in the comments and I'll see what I can do. But for next series, we'll do career, jobs, talents, etc. For all you young yuppies of India and everywhere else. Right? What are you going to do with your life in the world? So next will be that. In the meantime, I have to make this thing all over again because the PC is giving some funny problems since yesterday. This thing is so weird. Never mind all the weirdness going around. Energy is very high, you know. Okay, so now I'm just series number 6. This last one I will conclude with the chart, Navamsha chart of husband and wife, a young couple, your generation. They're doing well. There's nothing wrong. I don't want to take all wrong damaged cases only. That doesn't give any hope, right? And we look at the same aspect, only 1-7 axis of both the husband and wife, and how they look at each other, and what can they find as a common ongoing bond between husband and wife. Ongoing, that's what you should be looking for in a marriage kind of a relationship. Okay, ongoing, because you are changing, your partner is changing also, through age, through years, through their chart, through their mahadasha, so many things are there, through life, through actual circumstance, and in such a fast changing world. So you got to take note of this, and you got to start seeing the Navamsha as the crucial evaluation point to see the common ground. Where can you work together? That's where it comes down to. So let's get right into it. Okay. So there we go. Let us see the wife's Navamsha chart first. What's in her Navamsha ascendant Capricorn? What's she looking at spouse as? She's looking at it as Cancer. So Cancer Capricorn axis, yeah. So let us evaluate this. Dispositor of 10 is in her 6th. This is her chart. Okay. So Saturn will suppress fights, will suppress enemies, will make her do lots of donkey work at home, because we are talking about the marital life. On the other hand, Ketu along with Mercury, in the strength of Mercury, so Mercury becomes sort of very detached, and she brings this energy more from past life, I would think, because it is in her 9th house. She has been in her past life some great communicator of sorts, Ketu with Mercury in Virgo, and it looks at her ascendant. Meaning, for this lovely woman, it would be a nice idea to try and tap into her past life, which in this kind of energy will come as intuition, a lot of intuition, and she is a woman, she has a lot of intuition, heart-based intuition, I would say, because the moon is in her 4th, in her heart. Very emotional woman, right? So this is the ladies' chart. So let's see what it is one by one as conclusions for her Navamsha chart in the 1-7 axis. Capricorn ascendant, earth looking to support Cancer. Earth has to support water. Always look at fundamentals of the ascendant and the 7th house, looking at it from wife's side, looking at it from husband's side. Always look at the theme of the ascendant, water sign, earth sign, air sign, and so on. So water supports the earth. Sorry, earth supports the water. I need some D, I think. Dispositor of ascendant Saturn is in 6th, which is good in a marriage because it suppresses fights, but it makes her workaholic at home front. Rahu in her 3rd, this guy over here, right, makes her obsessed with sexual desire. Okay, because Rahu is also looking at the 7th house of her spouse, husband. 3rd house is the origin of sexual desires also. Let's say you might call it the puberty days. Her skills, hobbies, and emotionally deep and strong. it makes us that big. Emotionally deep and strong, why? Because it's sitting in the sign of Pisces. Ketu from the 9th with dispositor makes her insecure. Insecure because she is not feeling whatever talent she has in this birth. She has to get it from past life. There is Ketu involved there. So she is seeking self-worth outside of herself. This is what Ketu in the first house makes a person. Seeking self-worth from the external world. Somebody give me some appreciation. Somebody tell me some good things about me. Please, I'm feeling worthless. That's Ketu in the first house at the maximum. This is Ketu looking at the first house, kind of lesser than having Ketu in the first house. Right. Number 2. Spouse ascendant is Cancer-like. What her ascendant, what his ascendant is, we'll see. This is Mister's. He is Cancer-like person. With Mars Sun exalted, because it's sitting in his second house in Leo. Sun and Mars in Leo. Guy is very aggressive, very passionate in bed. Artistic and running affairs of the home and family. He kind of wants to be the leader of the pack. He wants to lead in the home front. Dispositor of his ascendant is in 10th house. Cancer's moon is sitting in 10th. So emotionally, he is very attached to his work. Okay. She can help him with that. Because she is earth sign. She has to support the water. Earth has to support the water. Number 3. So what does this give us? Like a conclusion. Looking at her first and his 7th. Rather, her 7th and his 1st. She can be very supportive of family. She can be dominating also. Passionate, sensual and artistic. Looking at both Navamsha, they could make a very good entrepreneurial couple. And we'll see in a minute why when we get to the husbands. Engaged and bond with each other from there. Emotional, deep emotional connectivity, acceptance of one another, and openness. This is where it gets very tricky. Openness of mind to allow the person to be who they are as they go through life. That's a tall order. It's easier said than done. Most couples I know don't have any room for that kind of stuff. I want this way or you get out, you're the highway. That's what causes all the trouble. Technology can be there, but unless each one is willing to clap, this hand husband, this hand wife, then there is a clap, then there is music. Otherwise there's just cacophony. Now let's get into the husband's chart. Okay, so the husband's chart. What is this guy about? He's a Leo ascendant. Looking at Aquarius as a partner who's very Aquarius-like. We saw her chart. She's Aquarius-like. In that she was Capricorn as an ascendant, but actually deep inside after she gets married, she'd be Aquarius-like. Unconventional, maverick, out-of-the-box thinking, Aquarius. So let's see what happens. Leo, his first house dispositor, is in second house. We saw he wants to be dominating there. Guess what is here? Leo, ascendant fire, looking to be fanned by Aquarius. There it was earth and water, it is fire and air. Air supports the fire for burning. Look at it, the elemental analysis, okay? Dispositor, the sun is in second house. Domination at home front is his thing. Rahu from 6th makes him imagine imaginary enemies. And he's good at defeating his enemies. This is good for his workplace because this is his Navamsha. Rahu and Jupiter together makes him wise, knowledgeable, capable to destroy his enemies. And Rahu in 6th will destroy the enemies. But looking at the 2nd, it's not a very good thing. And with Sun there, it makes him a little cranky at times. Not all the time, sometimes. Now let's look at the spouse, 7th, looking at it from her. She's Aquarius-like, with dispositor of her ascendant in the 6th, looking at from her side. Looking at like this. This is 6th for her. Oh, okay. Right? So she will suppress a tendency to fight, to have discord, which is a good thing considering the gentleman's tendency to dominate. Right? Mars is in her 2nd house, which is good considering... Okay. Mars in the 2nd house making a little possessive about family, little aggressive sometimes towards the family, cutting in speech. possibly a bit aggressive, but the same Mars is in his 8th house. Looking at it from his side, it's in his 8th house. A guy, a gentleman, is rock and roll in bed, okay? This is somewhat of a situation, make passionate love after a bitter fight kind of situation. I'm just being funny there, okay? On an ongoing basis. Ketu from her 6th. Where is Ketu guy? Okay, Ketu from the 6th for her looks at the Mars. This subdues it. Ketu, whatever it looks, it is, you know, shut up. I know what I'm doing. That's Ketu. Suppresses this Mars, so it softens the whole passionate, aggressive bit. Mars is in his water sign, so it's actually debilitated, which is a good thing. Number 3, looking at her 1st and his 7th, she can be an excellent communicator. Look at the combo there. Moon, Venus and Mercury all together in her ascendant, looking at his Navamsha. She can be an excellent communicator, she's artistic and she's very sensual and highly developed aesthetic sense. And very emotionally soft woman by nature, Moon is also there. So she can be a good quality of an entrepreneur because 7th house also stands for him as an entrepreneur. He should start looking at her as a business person, entrepreneur. It would be worth hubby's time to explore the option of doing a partnership business with wife. With her leading the marketing and the people contact, etc., while he leads as a Leo. This would make for a good marital bond also. See, the place where I'm coming from is husband and wife, if they examine Navamsha chart, if they're so astrologically inclined, if they're going this direction, they should come to a place where they can find a meeting ground for an ongoing bond. How is a bond, emotional bond formed anyway? You have to have common things to do. Your thing in bed will finish in 2 minutes, 5 minutes max. After that, what? What are you going to do for the rest of your life? You need to start thinking in terms of Navamsha like this. Don't just match points and put people, two people together and say, now you get on with your life. That's very mean, okay? So I hope all these case studies help. I hope you take Navamsha study in whatever way you choose to and it helps your life. Next video onwards, we shall do case studies. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.